The name of the, this is Dr. Olivero dictated for August the 8th of 2023. The first patient is Sheila Elliott, last name E-L-L-I-O-T-T. Sheila, S-H-E-I-L-A. This is a clinical case of an 88-year-old female patient of Dr. Maxwell that was referred here because existed the possibility of renal artery stenosis when they did the velocities by Doppler ultrasound, it were elevated. However, the patient doesn't have arterial hypertension. We ordered a retroperitoneal ultrasound in which there was a diameter of 8.9 and 9.1 centimeters. The right kidney has a non-obstructed stone that is very small. And there is no evidence of hyperechogenicity, period. The kidney function, according with the laboratory workup done on August the 1st, the serum creatinine was reported at 1.14, and the estimated GFR is 46.6 mL per minute. In the albumin creatinine, ratio is 162, that is consistent with the excretion of 162 micrograms of proteinuria, which is very selective proteinuria that we are going to observe before we will consider the administration of ARBs or SGLT2 inhibitors. If there is a tendency for this microalbumin creatinine ratio to go up, we will definitely try to the patient on ARBs and or SGLT2 inhibitors. Number two. The patient has been diagnosed with a sinus bradycardia that is followed by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S, who is a cardiologist. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, a history of bilateral glaucoma using timolol. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. I spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab, in the face-to-face 15 minutes, and in the documentation 7 minutes.